Yeah, and it's very important that we take all steps to make sure that the proper measures are in place, because over the last number of years, we've had a very, very close working relationship with our counterparts across the border. And I suppose one of the investments that the government in the past has invested heavily in was the whole area of radiotherapy, where cancer patients in Donegal would have had received treatment in Altnagelvin. We have neonatal services, facial services, cardiology services, many services that people have benefited from in this whole region. And I suppose the National Treatment Purchase Fund as well, whereby people were able to go and get their own surgery completed and then be reimbursed again through the National Treatment Purchase Fund. So there's many challenges for us in this whole area that we need to make sure that we have taken the proper steps as a HSE board to make sure that the proper measures are in place, that the patients in Donegal are not impacted. The ambulance service is a huge concern as well, because there's a very strong cross-border relationship there as well, and the whole area of drugs and medicine as well. So I got reassurances from the senior management in Galway yesterday that they are taking every step available to them, and even next week they're meeting to discuss further the whole area of drugs and medicine as well, to make sure that the impact is minimal for the patients of Donegal. So it's a very, very important that we send out a strong message to our own people that we are actively pursuing every step available to us to make sure that it doesn't have any impact on the patients of this area.
And as you pointed out, Donegal depends very heavily on services in the likes of Derry and so on. Very important that those services and that cooperation is safeguarded from any effects of a hard Brexit.
There's absolutely no doubt, because of the geographical position that we find ourselves in here in Donegal, whether it be from Letterkenny or Malinhead or Glencolumbkill, many people have had the benefit of the hospitals in Altnagelvin particularly, but even in Enniskillen as well, and other hospitals as well in Belfast and stuff. So it's very, very important that we continue to build in that relationship that we have, and that there are no hurdles that are put in our way. So hopefully I will continue to get briefings from the senior management of the HSE, but I was happy with the response that I got from them yesterday that all the steps are being taken. We just need, as members of the Regional Health Forum, to monitor this very closely.